Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, with the school board election only one day away, Lum's chances of being elected president have become a little dimmer since Abner took a hand in helping his partner's campaign. However, Lum is still hopeful of winning Caleb Wehunt's vote, the one vote necessary for his reelection. As we look in on the little community today, Abner is busy in the Jot'em Down store and library, while Lum is just entering.
Tommy, oh, well, morning, Lum.
Morning, Abner.
Yes, sir, Lum, I've just been sitting here studying about this campaign of yours for the school board president. I believe I got a good idea.
Well, don't tell me about it.
Huh?
I don't want to know what it is. Let me sit down, Granny. I'm wore to a
fright. Watch out, Lum. You're going to sit on a cat there.
Oh, get out of there, Geraldine.
Yeah. Well, you want to be elected president of the school board again this year, don't you?
Well, yeah, natural.
Well, as long as all the board members, except Caleb Wehunt, all those votes for themselves, why, then you got to win Caleb's vote to get elected, Lum.
I know all that. I was the one that explained all that to you yesterday.
Well, all right, then. I know you'll want to hear this campaign item.
No, I don't want to hear
it. Yes, you do, Lum. It's bound to win Caleb over. Guarantee it.
Abner, I don't want to get uninvolved in no more of your ideas.
Huh?
I spent all yesterday afternoon straightening things out with Caleb after that last big idea of yours.
I was just trying to help you.
I know you was, Abner, and I appreciate it, but appears like every time you try to help me with anything, I get into more trouble than I can shake a stick at.
Shake a stick at?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't believe that'll work, Lum.
Don't believe what'll work?
Shaking a stick at Caleb, you can't scare him, Lum. I don't care even if it was a baseball that you shaking at him. You wouldn't scare Caleb Wheaton.
I never said I was trying to scare him.
You'll never do it. No. That Caleb is too strong to be afeard of anything like a little old stick.
Well, when I said I'd shake a stick at, I meant, well, you've heard
you
that expert.
You shake a stick in his face, you're liable to get whipped, Lum. That's what's liable to happen to you. You know how high-strung that Caleb is. Dog is he's got muscles in his arm. It's twice as big as most fellas has got in their legs, even.
I know how stout he is.
He can might now lift up them horses with one hand while he slaps a horseshoe on them with the other hand.
Oh, he can't do no such a thing.
Charlie Redfield claims he can do it and says he can bend the horseshoes the shape he wants them in.
And you can't believe nothing Charlie tells you.
Well, if I was you, I'd give up any idea of trying to scare Caleb into voting for me. I can tell you that right now, Lum. You might not even be able to be president of the school board.
All right, I'll give the idea up.
Yeah, that's better. No use taking chances of getting yourself all beat up that way, Lum.
Uh-huh.
Now, you take my idea, for instance.
Abner, I told you once I ain't interested in your idea.
But this'll work good, Lum. Now, just listen to me.
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, why, you want to get up a politics campaign, don't you?
Well, yeah, I got to if I want to be reelected again.
All right. Now, what's the first thing that you have to have for a politics campaign? A parade.
A parade?
Every campaign has a parade, Lum.
Abner, I told you yesterday, all we got to do is get Caleb's vote. Everybody else will vote for themselves.
I know.
Whoever gets Caleb's vote's going to get elected.
That's the idea of having a parade, Lum.
You can't have a parade just for one feller.
Huh?
Caleb Wehunt.
Who said you can't? Is there a law against it?
No, I reckon there's a law against it, but that'd be silly.
We'll have a parade, and it can go right in front of Caleb's blacksmith shop. Just march backwards and forward right out there in front of the shop. That'll just tickle old Caleb to death. You know how he loves a parade, Lum.
Yeah, that'd be fine, wouldn't it?
Why,
marching
sure.
Marching backwards and forwards out there in front of his blacksmith shop.
Why, yes, a good idea. And see, that way, all he has to do is just look up from his work and there's a parade. Just look at it whenever he wants to.
Abner, we got to use some common bay horse sense about this. I'm going to get Caleb's vote, I don't want him to know what I'm trying to do. I've got to use some psychology on him.
Well, we're using some good sense, Lum. We'll get the town band out and have them march along with the parade and play there.
The town band?
Why, sure. Luke Spears is the director of it. You know Luke, Lum. He'll be just tickled to death to get a chance for the band boys to wear them new uniforms they got here a while back.
Now, just a second.
And you know what? We can have the band play Caleb's favorite tune, that Pony Boy.
Pony Boy?
Yes, sir. They know what they can play it.
Thought his favorite tune was the Old Gray Mare.
Well, it was till that time that old gray mare kicked him while he was trying to shoe her. So then he changed over and changed it to Pony Boy. He claims he likes Pony Boy a heap better.
Well, it don't matter what his favorite tune is, because he ain't
going
to have a band.
And I'll tell you another thing, too, Ron. Give you another good idea. We can get Cedric to put on his baseball suit and be in the parade.
What for?
Well, just to march in the parade. You know how Cedric loves to wear that baseball suit, Ron. He'll carry his medal along there with him. That'll make old Caleb proud, too, seeing his own boy marching along there in the parade. I might even let Cedric lead the parade. That's
now,
a good idea.
Just hold your horses here, Second Abner.
Huh?
You get an idea in your head, and you just go plumb downright crazy.
What do you mean?
I don't want the whole town to know that this little campaign I'm directing is for Caleb.
Uh-huh.
Fact is, I got to keep this sort of quiet.
Well, we'll keep it quiet, Mom. I'll tell Luke to have the band play just as soft as they can.
I mean, I got to keep this whole thing quiet so the other board members won't find out about it. Because then they'll start trying to win over Caleb's vote, too.
Well, we won't tell other board members about it.
Well, we won't need to.
Huh?
Everybody from here to Cherry Hill will know about it as soon as that band gets to blowing and tooting up and down the street.
I told you, Lum, we'll have them play soft. We ain't going to hear them clear to Cherry Hill, I can tell you that right now. And besides that, they won't be marching up and down the street. They'll just march in front of the blacksmith shop. And now the next thing we'll do... We'll build a little platform on the sidewalk there by the door of the blacksmith shop, you know.
Abner, who's running for the president of the school board anyway?
You are. You're the fella. You're the fella that ought to have it, too.
Well,
I'm
for
him. Yeah.
Well, quit. Just leave my business alone. Let me run my own affairs.
Mom, I'm going to direct your campaign for you. I've always wanted to do that.
I never appointed you no campaign manager.
You never had to, Mom. I sort of held a little meeting here this morning with myself and elected me your campaign manager.
Well, you better have another meeting and unlect yourself.
No, wait a minute till you hear my idea.
Go ahead.
We'll build this little platform there by the blacksmith shop and decorate it all up with red, white, and blue bunting,
all
around
pretty,
it.
Oh, that'd be pretty, wouldn't it?
And then you can get up there on the platform and make a campaign speech to Caleb. Promise a lot of stuff. You don't have to carry it through long.
Now, that sounds something wonderful, wouldn't it?
Why,
we stand out there making a speech to one feller. Why don't I just call him off in the corner and tell him?
That ain't no way to run a campaign. You got to make stump speeches long if they're going to get over.
Stump speech?
Why, sure. Only we won't have it on a stump. We'll have it on a little platform.
Maybe I can stand on the anvil. Or what am I talking about? I ain't going to make no speech.
Why, sure, to just tickle Caleb to death, long. You know how he loves a good out loud talker. He loves speeches. Yeah.
Abner, before you go any further with
this, I might even get up there and make a speech for you myself.
That's all I'd need.
Why, sure it is. Caleb, he generally favors my opinions on any subject, you know.
Well, I don't. What could you possibly tell him?
Well, I'd just tell him how long I've known you and what a good man you are.
Sounds good. Go ahead. Tell me some more.
I'll tell him that you'll be the best president that he could vote for. And I'll tell him to just forget the time that Esri was a president and when he got the school out of debt, because money ain't everything. That's what I'll tell him.
I think it'd be better if you don't even mention that.
Huh?
Now, will you please simmer down for just a half a second?
Sure. What else you want to say, Lon?
Well, in the first place...
And don't forget now, this is your campaign, so anything you say goes.
Well, that's fine. In the first place...
Don't be bashful about it. You just speak right up.
I will. In the first place...
Well, I ought to get to say what he wants to in his own campaign. I've always said.
Yeah, he ought to.
Yes.
So hush up and let me tell you what I'm going to have in it.
Sure, go ahead. I'm listening.
Now, in the first place...
Now, here's something we got to have, though. We ought to have some lemonade. Got to hand out free lemonade and cookies to Caleb. Got to do it.
One, too, goodness.
And we ought to have some buttons to hand out to him, too. You know, the kind that says, vote for Lom on them. Give him enough of them to cover both sides of his coat lapel. He loves them buttons, Lom.
Abner, will you please listen to me? I'm tired of sitting here listening to this gab of yours.
I'm listening to you. And I think you're on to a good idea, too. And here's something else you ought to do. Make him a fireside chat.
A fireside chat?
Yes, sir. Just if you could get to talk on the radio some way and get Caleb to sit by a stove with the door open, of course, so he can see the fire. Be kind of hot this time of year, but you can cut your speech short, you know.
Gurney, if you don't hash up this prittle-prattle, I'm going to whop you right on top of the head.
I'm just trying to help you get yourself elected, Lum.
I know you're, Abner, but don't you see, if I done all these things you've been studying up, why, Ezra and all the rest of the board members would hear about it. And if Ezra found out I was trying to win Caleb's vote, that'd be the worst one thing I could do.
Yeah, but, Lum, if you're going to put on a campaign...
And another thing, I got to be careful and not make Caleb think I'm trying to trick him into something. You know, he don't understand things very good, and he gets sort of suspicious of everything he don't understand.
Yeah, but if you're going to put on a campaign, Lum, you've got to do it. Wait a minute, there comes Grandpappy Spears. Grandpappy. Well, howdy, Grandpappy.
Howdy.
All right, Dogas, you're just in time.
Just in time.
Yeah, you want to be in a parade?
Parade? Well,
yeah.
Sure I do.
Yeah,
when's the pigeon-toed thing going to be?
Well, I reckon we'll have it right today, as long as the election's tomorrow.
Count me right in.
Abner,
for goodness sakes.
Lum, we want to do this up right now.
Abner, you want me to call my nephew Luke and have him get the band out for the parade?
Why, sure, gotta have a band, yeah.
Now, wait a minute,
well,
Abner.
He's got to call Luke, cause Luke's the director of the band. Got to have him.
Well, I know that, but I told you once that I want to keep all this quiet.
Be quiet, Grandpap can't hear nothing.
Hey, hello, Luke. This is Uncle Milford. Listen, can you get the band out for a parade this afternoon?
That's our time.
Grandpap, put down
that
phone.
Don't bother him now, Lum. Get away from him.
Oh, well, that's too bad. He can't get away to direct it, Abner.
Oh, Dad, blame it.
How's that, Luke? Yeah, it's a good idea. Go ahead.
What's he going to do, Grandpap?
Grandpap, you don't hang up
Lum,
that
Lum, we're just doing this to help you now.
Oh, that's good, Luke. Yeah, that's fine. All right, good. Good. So long, Luke.
What's he aiming on doing, Grandpap?
He asked somebody else in the restaurant there to direct the band for him.
Well, good for him. Who'd he get?
Oh, he got a good one.
Huh?
Got Caleb Weehunt.